I think I've said everything I need to say except hello to Nat.
Hello.
After those two women, your voice is very quiet. Move closer to the microphone, please, and I'll see if I can boost you up enough here. How are you?
I'm great. We're just going to launch straight into it. I thought that I would just sneak in and wait for you to do a thing, but here we are.
Here we are. Well, yeah. I have an intro. I've written a little bit of an intro, which I will not. As I was saying to Ara and Beth, I do write notes for these things, and then I tend to ignore them later on.
Well, but no, you synthesize the information ahead of time.
Yeah, I remember, you mean, huh?
Yeah.
I remember what I write.
Well, some part of you does.
Somewhere, somehow. You've been here before, and you've been here as a guest DJ.
I have.
You've been here to talk about, you know, you've done many things in that short time you've been here in town. How long have you been in town?
I think I've been here 4 years.
Yeah, you have done a lot of things for 4 years.
I know.
The Recyclery is how I think we met.
It is.
Yes, yes, yes. And I just renewed my membership for what that's worth too. But we've talked about fine arts. We've talked about music. And we're going to talk about what you are currently, I believe, going to have an opening for or something. Your cartoon book about R2AK, Race to Alaska.
Yeah, and actually, I think the last time I came in here, it was last year, and I was going, hey, I'm doing this really cool thing with the Race to Alaska, where I'm putting myself on various boats, and I'm going out, and I'm going to make a comic book. And guess what? It's a year later, and I made a comic book.
Well, how many pages in comic book? I'm just curious about that.
It is 31 pages.
Uh-huh. And it didn't take you a year to draw those. The difference between comics and cartoons. Is there a difference?
That's a great question. I don't like the word cartoon, and I don't have any logical reason not to. I think that there's more of a narrative than what a cartoon normally has. Although, I don't know. There's been a lot of like long-term cartoons and newspapers, like Gary Trudeau's work, that does obviously have a narrative. But I prefer graphic novel, but this is blatantly at 31 pages, not a novel. Yeah. So it's a comic book.
Had you spent much time on the water before you got on those boats or that boat heading to Alaska with the racing boats?
Oh, God. It used to be that I couldn't even get on a ferry without being freaked out about the water. I am super afraid of it. So short answer, no, I have not spent a lot of time.
Sorry about the noise there. I was closing the window because I don't know if it's a leaf blower. Typically, the city personnel will blow leaves around whether there's leaves out there or not and making a great deal of racket. So I closed the window on them. That's the best I can do. We'll hear the machine for a while. How did you fare then if you were deathly afraid of the water? You were not, the boats you were on were way smaller than a ferry boat.
One of them was, I mean, they were way smaller than a ferry boat. I don't know how big a ferry boat is. The second one is quite big. And that was, I mean, they were both, I was on a tugboat originally. Oh. And then I was on a 70-foot sailboat second. So I wasn't on a small boat.
So do you feel better now about being on boats like that since you did that?
I do. I even now own a kayak.
Nat Nichols, I'm remembering that at one point you and I talked about my teaching you to sail, but you never mentioned that you were afraid of the water.
It's Maybe easier to why. Get people to agree to take you sailing if they don't know that you're afraid of the water.
Well, I will say also we never did go.
No, I know.
Maybe we will someday.
I like that idea.
Okay, so did you go all the way to Alaska?
I did.
Whoa, what'd you think of that?
Oh, it was kind of a, well, it was a crazy beautiful trip. Like the being on the water for that long was interesting. I've never spent that long away from land. So,
and you grew up on a mountain.
I grew up on a mountain.
Yeah,
I'm not my parents are big canoe people, but I haven't really spent any time on the water since then.
So while you're on these boats that you're gradually getting to be comfortable with, you must have been drawing, huh?
Yeah, there's actually some, and I wish I could find, I tried to find the video footage to share on social media afterwards, but there's some awesome photos of me below deck drawing while the boat's being rocked back and forth, and it's just like a complete, like, big waves kind of boat going like this. We're getting water through portholes that didn't get closed all the way, kind of definite, and I don't get seasick, so I just hung out and drew and worked on stuff, and it was great. It takes me about 8 hours to create one page, so it was a lot of hanging out and drawing and a little bit of getting to experience being a part of a race.
Did you in any way get to participate in the excitement of the race? And mind you, this race was won by a group of women, Team Sail Like a Girl.
Yeah, and who are fantastic. One of my very favorite panels from this whole thing, or one of my very favorite interviews, full stop, we got to chase them in a speedboat, which is kind of fun, right at sunset, and we catch up to them and there's no wind. It was like a mirror, this beautiful sunset coming down over British Columbia, and it's reflected perfectly in the perfectly still water. And so they've got their cycle system set up so they can continue to move forward even though there's no wind, on the back of their fancy carbon fiber sailboat. And they're just hanging out and they're taking turns on the stationary bike and they're doing their thing. And one of them was like, oh yeah, we've invented this brand new cocktail. We're calling it the Sail Like a Girl Manhattan. It's bourbon and an orange noon tablet and a Swedish fish for garnish. And I'm like, you guys are great. You're so much fun. I love the fact that they're so much fun.
And as I understand it, the reason they won was they were willing to work that hard.
They were willing to work
that hard.
To make
the boat go when there was no wind there to make it go.
Yeah, and they were a great crew. They had a lot of people. There's some people that were also willing to work super hard, but maybe didn't have as much crew. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, the reason I became interested in this comic is obviously I don't have a boat history and don't really, you know, especially before this race, I did not enjoy being in a boat that much. I wanted to go and hang out with people who were doing something that was both really adventurous and really kind of weird and out there at the same time that their inhibitions were lowered, so I could get really good stories. And I did.
So that was true for you and for them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a amazing sleeper, so I wasn't as sleep deprived as they were, and I wasn't in a hurry, but still.
No, you weren't trying to win a race. So 31 pages, mm-hmm. 8 hours a page,
yeah.
Several panels per page, I take it.
Yep.
Okay, so is there a narrative continuous through? Did you follow one particular boat, or is it a little bit of this boat, a little bit of that, and a little bit of Nat, wondering how big that wave really was?
Yeah, so there's a weird chunk in the middle where I did not get to hang out with any racers. So there was a lot of, you know, I did something not dissimilar from what you do. I went out and I interviewed people and I got some stories and I figured out what they were doing. And then I came back to whichever boat I was on. And I started playing with ideas until I got one narrative structure for a page. So each page is narrative, but the whole thing is not overarchingly narrative.
Uh-huh, I think I understood what you said. So you trained to be a fine artist. You trained in London to be a fine artist. I've seen, maybe I've not seen in person, but I've seen online your work, and it would be in the category fine arts.
Oh, yeah.
Now you are doing comics.
Yeah. Oh, well, the whole story is that I started out with graphic novels. And I know we've talked about this on the radio before. So but I had
We cannot assume that everyone who listened a year ago maybe listens today.
It's true.
There are two or three who are new to us, you see.
No, your following is extremely loyal.
Yes.
When I first came on the radio, we talked a little bit about my history with this, which is that I had a boyfriend who we'd recently broken up, and he died of an overdose.
Oh, yes.
And it came at exactly the right time for me to be introduced to graphic novels. And I didn't know, I think like everybody, and I know we're in a community that's grieving pretty hard right now. I think that like everybody, I didn't know what to do with everything I was feeling. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to take all these moments from Ian's life and turn it into something bigger. I was like, graphic novels, I'm going to do a little graphic novel about him and I's life. But I had never drawn before. I didn't know how to draw. It was a frustrating process. I was a poet and I'd done some journalism writing, but mostly I was a punk rock kid squatter on a bicycle messenger. And his death did something to all of his friends where we all pulled it together and we all started doing the thing that we cared about. And once I realized that I wanted to tell stories, I wanted to tell his story, and I wanted to tell it like this, then I needed to learn how to draw. So I started taking classes, drawing classes, and got roped into applying to do a graduate degree in drawing, which was at the Royal Drawing School. So my first love was that. And then once I was in the school, I was like, oh, man, comics are time consuming. I can say a lot more in a lot less time by doing fine art. I can say, do one image and it tells a story about who I am and how I'm feeling in a much bigger way than what a comic would, which would take me 10 years to finish. And so I did that, and I've had a moderately successful career as a fine artist. And then after my big solo show in Pittsburgh a couple of years ago, I was like, I'm ready. It's time. It's time, and I want to focus on real stories and how feelings and emotions and grief affect people. And I sat down to start doing that, and then awesome ideas like A Race to Alaska comic kind of get in the way.
So I look every day at 4, sometimes 5 political cartoons.
Okay.
Single panel. And on Sunday, when Gary Trudeau, you mentioned Gary Trudeau, does a news strip. Yeah, mine too. And that goes back to, you were much younger then. I was too, wasn't I? At any rate, he does a full strip on Sundays. So right. I get to see that. But otherwise, there are no graphic novels, as you describe them. There are no comic books in my life any longer. There's no Blondie or whatever else there are. Mm. But are there in the world? In other words, for you as a creator of this kind of work, the one we're going to talk about that you're eventually I'm going to make you tell us where we can see about Race to Alaska is for probably a local area. But is there a way you can get a national audience for your work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's 3 comic book artists just in Port Townsend.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, this is a big, comic books are a really big thing worldwide, but, even in a town this size.
How do I find comic books? Where do I go?
I would go to Phosphine.
Say again?
I would go to Phosphine to start looking that. It's on Water Street. It is a new print media and cafe.
Spell with directions?
It's, I think, 1030-something Water Street.
How new is this?
6 months.
Boy, I'm out of touch or what. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
So Race to Alaska, your book, is titled what, by the way?
It is called Boats, Bears, and Bad Life Choices. And I brought you my own personal copy because I'm almost sold out.
Is this for me?
It is.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Well, I'd like you to read it and tell me what you think so I can put it on the cover of the next one.
Okay, I will do that. I will... And you know, I'm honest and frank, and you do draw well, and race day one, we the racers were ready, the race boss was ready, the wind was not. It did no favors for the sailing teams and so forth. I like it very much. I will treasure that.
Yay!
And others who want to treasure it can find it at
You store. Will be able to find it at Phosphine. So I'm doing a reading. I'm not doing a reading tonight because, as you just discovered, reading a comic book is okay. It's a little bit weird. So I have got Andrew Shaw, who's a local publisher and artist from the Silent Academy, is going to be interviewing me about my experiences and how I created the comic. And then I'll be doing a little book signing afterwards.
Well, that's cool. What time?
At 6:30 at Phosphine. And then after that, they're going to carry my book, and so is the chandlery at the Maritime Center.
Okay. And so folks could come and visit you at 6:30 tonight at Phosphine.
They can.
And then step across the street and maybe down the street a little ways and hear Beth and Ara.
Absolutely. It could be quite a good night of...
Uh-huh. So what's next for you? How do you get that national audience that I think you deserve?
Well, this is a good first step, actually. You know, the fact that I had that's hilarious. Jesse and I were just complaining about leaf blowers yesterday and how they should be banned, and of course they followed me.
They are the most stupid, useless instrument that I can imagine. I mean, you can't collect what, I mean, a leaf vacuum would make some sense, but a blower? Where do you blow the leaves to?
I feel like a leaf vacuum comes along with the lawn mowing Roomba ideas of poor life, poor ideas there.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
So what is next for you, by the way, please?
Well, I am hopefully going to be putting out another comic about grief, where I've worked with some other writers.
Too, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I should, I would like to say, if you are a writer that's having a lot of unusual grief, because I'm focusing mostly on like unexpected grief, like feelings you were not expecting to have or moments you weren't expecting to have. If you're a Port Townsend writer who's feeling that now and you want to work on a comic with me, I'm doing very, very short comics, just capturing other people's moments of grief.
And where else can people see your work?
They can find it on my Nat Nichols website.
N-H-A-T-T.
Yep.
Is run...
I'm the only one. If you just put N-H-A-T-T into the Google, you'll find me.
That's short for Natalie, but we won't confuse matters. And Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, but we don't need that, you say.
No, it's just, you just, my first name is enough. I think I'm the only white female Nat Nichols. Otherwise, it's a Vietnamese man's name.
I see. And I always say when we talk about search engines nowadays, on this show at least, that rather than Google, I prefer DuckDuckGo.
Okay.
Yeah, so DuckDuckGo will do it. We'll find you, Nat Nichols. How about in the local newspaper? I forgot. It's like a local, wasn't it? Isn't it?
I did comics for the local, and yeah. I hope this isn't too early to be announcing this, speaking of forward things, but I've just agreed with the Leader that I'm going to do some comics for them.
Starting when?
Starting as soon as I'm back from Europe.
Oh, you're going to Europe, are you?
I'm having a whirlwind week, yes.
Okay. The book that you did about Ian... Do you have copies of that still?
I haven't done it.
Oh, you're still thinking about it.
I sat down to start drawing that book, and I got really, I didn't know what it should look like. And I started, and I got overwhelmed, and so I started by contacting writers to tell me their stories about grief.
So that's where you are right now?
That's where I am with that, and I think someday that I'm going to be able to add my own voice into that in my own way.
Thanks for being here, Nat.
Thank you for having me. It's always such a delight to see you.
It is fun, and we'll do some guest DJ sometime this summer.
Sounds like a plan.
And have fun in Europe.
Hopefully
will. Have a great time tonight. And I did contact that friend of yours, and our schedules didn't work out so well until sometime in the summer, but I don't remember his name, and I don't remember the date. What's his name?
Andrew Shaw, yes, and he is a remarkable human being.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get him on the show in the summertime.
Cool. I can't wait to hear that.
Maybe we'll have both of you.
I would love that. If he's got space for me, I'd come in too.
You could bring some music.
I would love that too.
Okay. Thank you, Annette Nichols.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you. My bicycle misses you, but I manage.
I'm sure you do more than well enough, although you put in a few miles on it.
I have. Actually, I was looking at the shift lever, especially the one on the right. And boy, it's showing signs of wear. I mean, just actual wear on the surface of the shift lever. Hooray.
It's nice to have a physical representation of the effort that you put into something.
Okay. Good to see you.
See you soon.
Bye. Thanks for the book, too.